Yo. How far are you from 7th Avenue?
Well, that's a weird question. That's like me saying to you, how far are you from the largest street in all of whatever the name of the Greenville, South Carolina?
Oh, okay. So how far are you from Barney's on 7th Avenue?
Well, again, Barney's on 7th Avenue closed.
The old Barney. Cooper, how far are you from the old Barney's location on 7th Avenue?
Okay, so the old Barney's location on 7th Avenue is 7th Avenue and 18th Street.
So it's 20 streets away from you.
So it's, okay, and I'm all the way on 1st Avenue. So if you can do math, I'm about 6 avenues, give or take, away from there. And then street-wise, I don't know, about 10, so 10 streets and about 6 avenues.
So you could ride your bike there is what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so go ride your bike there, please. Because
why? It's an empty building.
Not anymore. It's becoming a Spirit Halloween store.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's not possible. What? Are you kidding me? No, you don't understand. It's like 20,000 square feet.
It's going to be the number one Halloween store. And it's right near you.
Okay, hang on a minute. They're turning the old Barney's into one of those crappy Halloween stores?
Hey, watch your mouth there.
This is sacrilege. This is like...
You said yourself it was empty and dead.
No, because, well, Barney's. I mean, listen, Barney's was there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then it moved to 5th Avenue and like 60-something Street. Sorry, Madison Avenue, like 60-something Street. Then it reopened again. And then because of the pandemic, it closed again. They renovated it. It was gorgeous. The building was incredible. They renovated it upstairs, downstairs. It was so beautiful. Closed because of the pandemic. And it is this big, beautiful, empty store. It's really sad.
So what was Barney's? Was it like a Belk's or Macy's or...
That's adorable. No. Barney's was where all the highest end designers were. Like the biggest, biggest name designers were there. It had...
Like Puma.
No. Like Carolina Herrera. Like, you know, designers, Gucci.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Barney's, so before all these stores had their own stores, a lot of them didn't have their own stores back in the day. Like Gucci now exists as a Gucci store.
Mm-hmm.
But, and there's one on Fifth Avenue that's been there forever, but Gucci would sell their things at Barney's. New designers, high-end designers would come in, Philip Lim, people like that, and they would sell their stuff. It was a big thing to sell your stuff at Barney's. Like, it meant that you made it as a designer. Manolo Blahnik was exclusively either at their tiny little shop on 54th Street or Barney's. Those are the only two places in all of New York that you can get Manolo Blahnik
shoes. And they knew you by name.
Yeah. Well, of course they did.
Welcome, Cooper. Come on in.
I'm not even joking. The guy who sold Manolo's both at Barney's and the one who sold it at the store on 54th Street, still in my phone. Like, I still have. They would text me and be like, got some new stuff, or we're having a secret sale. Why don't you come down for the secret sale? Yeah.
And so it was probably both locations that would
do that. Yeah, they knew who they were dealing with. So Barney's was the place that a lot of the big name designers that you know now, it's where they got their start. And Barney's itself, it was a beautiful store. Like, the way they designed it was not like anything you've ever seen before. It was all super high end. If you were a regular shopper, you'd have a personal shopper to help you. They'd bring you champagne while you sat there and they'd bring you clothing, you know. Then there was the Barney's co-op floor that was still like the really cool hipster stuff, where people like me would shop, but you just walk around and shop yourself. It was like the quote unquote lower end. Barney's co-op was like the lower end stuff that, you know, regular people shopped in. But yeah, no, Barney's was classic. It's one of the most famous stores in the world.
So were you sad when it closed down?
Well, by the time it closed down, I could no longer afford it. So it didn't really matter. I mean, I hadn't shopped there in years. I still got my perfume there because the kind of perfume that I use, that's the only place where they sold it. Oh, my God. This is heartbreaking. Look
I'm
at
showing
that.
You a photo right now of the front of what used to be Barney's, with seven skeletons hanging in a huge pumpkin.
I literally feel nauseous. And let me just tell you that the part of the store where you are showing me the pumpkin and the skeletons hanging is the part of the store where the jewelry was. And it wasn't just like high-end jewelry. It was the coolest stuff. It was like really cool designers, lots of stuff with like, you know, stones and leather and just really unusual stuff. It was, oh, I was so heartbroken. I really am. That's awful.
This is great because you are near it. You can go there and take photos for me and I can act like I'm there. I want to go there so bad.
You know, I would do it, except it's COVID, so I really can't.
Oh, yeah, send Joe.
Sorry.
Send Joe with his phone.
No, it's
and he can live stream it with me and I can watch him walk through it. Come on.
No, I don't think we can do it because of COVID. But any other time of the year, we, you know, if it wasn't a pandemic, I'd be there in a heartbeat, of course, as you know.
Go now. Take your mic and go now. Just run it down the street. I want to see it. I want to see the inside.
This has been a really heartbreaking year because of stuff like this. You know, there was a place that I grew up going to, a coffee shop that I grew up going to called The Coffee Shop. It was well known. Everybody would hang out there. If you went late night, it was 24 hours. If you went late night after a club, you might see a celebrity there. Sex in the City would shoot stuff there all the time. It is now closed and turned into a Chase Bank.
And yeah, it's not even a real bank. It's probably just kiosks.
That's exactly what it is. It's not a bank. It's just kiosks. You're right. It's exactly what it is.
So nobody works there, just machines.
That's right.
Because yeah, you don't have actual banks in New York City. You just have.
We do. Of course we do.
you just have machines in storefronts.
But it's like, you know, it's the end of an era, which is so weird because there seems to be more money in New York now than ever before. Because if you look at the prices of what apartments are going for, and then these big buildings, there's a building in my crappy little neighborhood. There's a building that was just built here. It just went up. They have a winery in the basement, and you get a case of wine when you buy an apartment because the apartments there start at $3 million.
So how many Ouija boards do you have to sell to rent that space for 2 months?
Well, based on your picture, they've only rented out that one little corner where the jewelry used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't rent out all of Barney. So my guess is that whoever it is that owns that space is probably going to be renting out other parts of that space for other bullshit things like Halloween type stuff. It'll be a Christmas store on the other end. And, you know, somebody's going to be selling, handmade T-shirts downstairs. It's going to be like a flea market.
Now I'm starting to get excited because I drove past a Spirit Halloween store going up a couple of days ago and I started to get all excited.
It's August.
I don't care. It's almost Halloween. Wednesday. This Wednesday is when the pumpkin stuff drops at Dunkin' Donuts. Wednesday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like 5 days away. Pumpkin things at Dunkin'.
Oh my God, they're already starting that at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
I guess they're getting in early on the season because they know that
you got to be first in.
Well, yeah, for sure that. But yeah. Also, not only people are not really thinking about Halloween yet, they're probably not going to do very much for Halloween again this year because of the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. So no one's going to be having Halloween parties. I'm guessing that a lot of towns are not going to allow trick-or-treating, just like last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, people did anyway last year here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they didn't care. They still went and did it. But no, I get excited because it's Spirit Halloween and it's pumpkin things. So I'm the excited part.
All right. So maybe I will see if a friend of mine who is not afraid of COVID will go in there and take some video for
Your ex-husband will do it. He's got nothing else going on.
There you go. I'll ask him too, because I, you know, if he gets COVID, what do I care?
Exactly. So Sean Lee, go run video for me. Act like I'm do like a point of view porn. put the camera right here and walk through like point of view and touch things and look at different. I want to see it all.